Path to Unconditional Love, Chapter 9. The Truth is Destructive. The school has had quite an impact on all areas of my life, and it couldn't help but affect my relationship with my sister. Alice and I had always been as close as only twins can be. No, there had always been a difference in our character. So I had always been more down-to-earth, thorough, and critical of everything. Alice was a get-up-and-go kind of person, emotional, more receptive to various innovations. But we had always been on the same wavelength, often doing the same things, sharing everything with each other, going to the same places, and taking vacations together. When Alyssa got sick one day and had a very high fever, in her delirium she called only for me. Even my mother could not help her. My sister just wanted me to be there. I was as vital to her as air. We supported each other in everything. A living example of this bond was my decision to stop classes with Stas. For the state of company. It was only after getting to know the school closely that I felt our closeness beginning to hinder our development, our comprehension of the truth. Truth is destructive. This statement can be confirmed by hundreds of people who have embarked on the path of learning. On one of the free evenings during the seminar, I wanted to go to a club to dance, only dance, just to move my body to music. Under the influence of school activities, the level of positive creative energy that needed to be released had significantly increased. I didn't have the goal to hang out, meet someone, look for a relationship, or even a one-night stand. I just wanted to release the accumulated energy, pour it out in the dance. It so happened that we lived near the most luxurious nightclub in our small town. Alyssa, let's go to the solo tonight and dance, I suggested. My sister was usually light-hearted, but for some reason today, she didn't want to support me.
I'm not going, she said. I'm not in the mood.
All right, I shrugged. Then I'll go on my own. It would seem nothing special, but for me, this response was felt even at the energy level. I could almost feel the rift as if the conjoined twins had finally been surgically separated.
How? Without me?
Exclaimed Alyssa, and it was in vain that I tried to find joking notes in her tone. My sister spoke seriously and even aggressively.
No, you're not going anywhere without me.
This reaction surprised me, but didn't make me change my mind. On the contrary, the desire to go to the club was growing by the minute. It was as if I felt the attractive and fresh scent of freedom. Now, I'll go for sure, I thought. If you don't want to, I'm not forcing you, I said peacefully and started to get ready. Alyssa looked at me with anger, almost with hatred. At first, she even did not seem to believe that I would actually go to the club alone. She thought I was bluffing, and this was manipulation, psychological pressure. Alyssa continued to comment irritably on my preparations, until she realized that this was not a bluff, and I was really leaving. And then she stood in the doorway, choking with anger, and began to curse me.
"You won't make it," she hissed.
And I did not recognize her voice.
It was so distorted with anger. It didn't look good, and her words would have hurt me before. For sure, I would not have gone anywhere after that. There would have been fights, screams, tears, hassle. Alyssa probably anticipated this reaction, and in this case, my sister would have just achieved her goal. I would have stayed at home with her. But the positive energy in me at that moment was so strong that I didn't feel the blow, smiled sincerely, and silently walked out the door. Really, sincerely, I did not experience negativity or anger at my sister, and I was absolutely certain that her curse would not touch me. This was the first time in my life that I went to a nightclub alone. I clearly understood why I was going there, so I dressed in the simplest of everyday clothes and put on minimum makeup. I didn't make eyes to anyone, and I didn't even look around much. Just danced, completely surrendering to the music and getting incredible pleasure from the process. What a surprise when men began to approach me! And they were not some degenerate drunkards, horny, or pimply youths. I was approached by mature men, established, confident. One of them, Sergei Petrovich, was the director of a large city chain of grocery stores. One look at him was enough to know that the man was really solid, prosperous, and rich, although no longer young. He invited me to a slow dance, during which he was very respectful and never for a moment allowed himself too much. "Roxana, can I buy you a cocktail?" The man nodded in the direction of the bar. "Something light or a little stronger?" "Thank you, but I don't drink." I politely refused, much to his surprise. It seemed difficult for him to imagine that a young girl could behave so freely on the dance floor without hot drinks. With a sober mind and clear memory.
"What? At all?"
He raised his eyebrows and stared at me with even more interest. "Basically, no." I smiled. "And alcohol is definitely not on my agenda today. I just came to dance." Sergei Petrovich bowed his head in admiration.
"Roxana, I'm fascinated. It is rare to meet a girl who's able to have so much fun, just like that, without doping."
Sergei Petrovich was late for the next slow dance. I saw that he was already heading in my direction, but he was overtaken by a younger opponent, fit, energetic, active. He also turned out to be an entrepreneur, was extremely courteous and pleasant, tried to entertain me, hung around, showing his interest in every possible way. Such a close male attention was perceived by me, at that moment, rather as a kind of hindrance. I was not going to get acquainted with anyone. And then suddenly, there were people who invaded my personal space. Therefore, I tried to interact with them only at the level required by basic politeness. When I felt that I had already released my accumulated energy and no longer wanted to dance, it was already too late. I hastily got ready, and Dennis, this was the name of this young entrepreneur, offered to accompany me home. All the time we were walking along a desert night street, he was trying to get my phone number. I was a damnant, but not out of embarrassment or coquetry. First, I recently had broken up with Igor, as the spiritual void became an insurmountable obstacle for further communication. He didn't want to let me go, so there was a lot of dirt spilled out of him before he realized that this was really the end. Now, I clearly understood that I didn't need new relationships and new dependencies, that all this would only hinder my development and progress along the path of knowledge. Secondly, I didn't get any emotional replenishment from communicating with this new guy. He was no slouch, but he did not awaken in me any feelings or even any interest. I was just surprised at how easily, without any intention, I attracted worthy and successful men towards me. All this, no doubt, was the result of the influence of the school and the increase in the level of energy. Just a couple of months ago, even if I wanted to, I could not attract a man of this level. When I quietly slipped back home, trying not to wake anyone, Alicia was still up. She was sitting in the kitchen with a cup of tea, powerless, torn by her own aggression, exhausted by resentment and worry. My sister looked at me without anger or grievance. She just did not have the energy to do it. I gave her a straight look, but I did not say anything either. I went to the room in silence, got undressed, and fell into a deep sleep. In the morning, Alicia woke up even more humble and calm. The negative emotions had completely dried up, and she was ready to take the first step towards reconciliation. "How was it yesterday?" she asked. "In general, I had a great rest," I replied, kindly, making it clear that I did not hold a grudge out of yesterday. I did not want to develop conflict. There was no resentment towards my sister, neither yesterday nor now. Only an unpleasant aftertaste remained. At the moment, the home phone rang. At that time, we did not have cell phones yet, and the old rotary device was the only means of communication at a distance. "Hi, Hannah," said an unfamiliar male voice. "How did you sleep?" "Hi," I said, surprised, trying to figure out who it was and how he knew my name. "Very well. Thank you." "I couldn't sleep all night," the man admitted. "I was thinking about you. You are a real woman. The one I've been looking for. Please give me a chance." "Denise?" I blurted out. "How did you find my number?" I remembered perfectly well that I had not given him any of my contacts yesterday. He only knew my name. "It wasn't easy, but I did my best to find it," he said, laughing. "Can I get at least 1 gram of your attention as a reward? I'd like to ask you to a restaurant tonight. What do you say?"
I can't make it tonight. I have very important classes, really."
"Well, can we at least have a lunch together? In the afternoon, I could pick you up. I really want to see you again." Denise was very assertive, but at the same time did not cross the line that separates healthy male preservance from importunity and rudeness. Only for a little while, I finally gave in, much to his obvious delight. When I hung up, I immediately met my sister's interested gaze, which demanded a detailed report. Alicia was burning with impatience to find out who I was just communicated with
and even agreed to a meeting. Within seconds, it was as if a dam between us broke down. We started chatting as if nothing had happened yesterday. But still, despite the fact that I did not hold a grudge against my sister, the episode was not forgotten. Later, it became for me an illustration of the words of Christ.
For I have come to turn a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law.
At first glance, these words sound harsh and even cruel, but truth is hidden behind them, the very truth that can destroy. And it consists in the fact that no family ties should serve as an obstacle for a person who follows the path of knowledge. Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website, www.amazon1.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better. And you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.